With Michigan Radio News, I'm Gabriella Emanuel. Late Thursday night, a Syrian refugee family arrived in Michigan. Known online as the scientist, Rafi Hamo and his children have caught the attention of many. President Obama welcomed them on Facebook. Actor Edward Norton raised money for them. But Hamo says he does not want to be known as a refugee. He eventually wants to be known as a contributing U.S. citizen. It was about 10 p.m. on Thursday night, and Detroit Metro Airport was bathed in fluorescent lights. It was late, but there was a sense of anticipation. Refugee resettlement workers and journalists waited around for Hamo and his family.
Test one, two. Test one, two.
As Hamo and his son walk in, there's a round of applause and a welcome.
We're very glad to have you here.
But Hamo looks tired. This is the final step of a long journey that started in Syria. A handful of years ago, Hamo was an ambitious scientist. He paid his way through school by working construction at night. He married a fellow student, and they built a life together. Through an interpreter, Hamo says, even though they were Kurds, things were good.
We were living safe, especially when it comes to education.
But everything changed when the Syrian civil war broke out and missiles ripped through the family's home. The missiles killed Hamo's wife, his daughter, and other family members. One of his surviving children pulled pieces of the bodies from the rubble. It was then that Hamo gathered up his remaining four children. Together, they fled to Turkey. But there, things didn't get easier. For 2 years, refugee status prevented Hamo from getting a job. He says his PhD was useless.
I don't consider myself that I have any degree. If I couldn't use this degree in giving back and working.
And it wasn't just work. He was also denied medical care, even when he got stomach cancer. It was in Turkey that Hamo met the photographer for the popular blog Humans of New York. Hamo's story took off. His PhD and ideas for inventions earned him the nickname The Scientist. And online campaigns raised over $500,000 for the family. Now Hamo and his four surviving children have arrived in Troy, Michigan.
We have a house ready and set up for him.
Sean DeFore oversees refugee resettlement for Lutheran Social Services of Michigan. He says the first order of business is getting Hamo medical attention. He actually has an appointment scheduled for less than 24 hours after he arrived.
The Henry Ford Hospital System has stepped forward and offered to help him with his care.
Near the family's new neighborhood in Troy, just about everyone has heard of the scientist. Osborne Walker, who is retired from GM, says as long as they've been vetted, he'll welcome them.
Well, I gotta go somewhere. I gotta go somewhere. If we got the room for it, let him come on, you know.
But one woman who wouldn't give her name is concerned. She says America's already struggling to deal with its own poor and homeless.
I think that we need to take care of our own. Our nation's in trillions of dollars of debt, and we don't need to be adding more to it.
Hamo is determined to ignore any political debate about whether the U.S. should admit Syrian refugees.
If they will only call me a refugee and they will treat me as only a refugee, I don't want to be here. I would rather go back than called only the refugee. I want to be a good citizen here.
And with that, Hamo and his children went to their new home in Troy. I'm Gabriella Emanuel, Michigan Radio News.